From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian government committed to providing rice aid for 20.6 million people during Ramadan and Idul Fitri festivities. Indonesian social granaries plant in Serasan Island. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto stated commitment to providing food assistance to 21.6 million people for 3 months in the country during the national religious holidays of Ramadan and Idul Fitri. As quoted by Antara on Friday, he remarked that his side has discussed with President Joko Widodo to disburse rice assistance to around 21.6 million people with 10 kilograms of rice for each beneficiary for 3 months. He also affirmed that the assistance will be provided in March, April, and May 2023. Social granaries will be established in Serasan Islands, Natuna District, Riau Island Province as a disaster mitigation attempt. This was stated by Minister of Social Affairs Tri Risma Hari ini while visiting landslide refugees in Payak Village in Serasan Sub-District, Riau Islands Province, as quoted by Antara. She also said the area is difficult to reach, thus the government will build social granaries and the village head can propose the establishment of the granaries. A social granary is a refuge post which also stores food, clothes, diapers, generators, and portable solar cells with a power of 1,000 watts. Head of the National Esports Team Board for the 2023 Cambodia SEA Games, Cahyono Prasetyanto, conveyed that Indonesia's esports team is aiming to gain 4 gold, 3 silver, and 1 bronze medals at the competition. At a press conference on Friday, he received a target of 4 gold, 3 silver, and 1 bronze in 6 events for the 2023 SEA Games. He also said that the target is realistic because in the 2022 Vietnam SEA Games, the national esports team brought home 2 golds, 3 silvers, and 1 bronze. In 2022, at the IESF World Esports Championship in Bali, Indonesia gained 3 golds in Dota 2, Mobile Legends Bang Bang, and eFootball, and 1 bronze in CSGO Women. It also emerged as the overall champion at the event. Minister of Education, Culture, Research and Technology Nadiem Anwar Makarim has urged the Nahdlatul Ulama Higher Education Institution to extensively adopt freedom in learning, particularly in the independent campus program. As reported by Antara, he said on Friday that with the spirit of mutual cooperation, his side must continue the struggle and dreams of Nahdlatul Ulama founders by always pursuing the Freedom in Learning initiative. The National Work Meeting and Conference of Nahdlatul Ulama Higher Education was being hosted in Medan, North Sumatra from Wednesday, March 8th to Friday, March 10th. The event has been themed maintaining universe, building civilization with knowledge and technology. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The United Kingdom will give France almost £500 million over 3 years to help stop migrants crossing the channel in small boats. As reported by BBC.com, the cash was announced at a summit in Paris between United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and President Emmanuel Macron, who said France would also contribute. The money will go towards an extra 500 officers and a new detention center in France, but this will not be fully operational until the end of 2026. The UK had planned to pay France around £63 million this year to tackle the problem. Saudi King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman congratulated President of the People's Republic of China Xi Jinping on his re-election for a new presidential term. Saudi press agency reported on Friday that the king sent a cable of congratulations. King Salman conveyed on the occasion of China's Excellency's re-election for a new presidential term, Saudi Arabia is pleased to send its sincere congratulations and best wishes for success and for the friendly people of the People's Republic of China for further progress and prosperity. The king also praised relations between the two countries and peoples, which he sought to strengthen and develop in all fields. Second-hand goods donated by people in Singapore for the victims of last month's deadly Turkey-Syria earthquake were either disposed or handed over to a non-governmental organization due to hygiene reasons. CNA has learned. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the 7.8 magnitude quake, which claimed more than 50,000 lives, led to an outpouring of support from people in Singapore who flooded donation center as well as the Turkish embassy in Singapore with items such as winter clothing and diapers. Turkish ambassador to Singapore, Mehmet Burçin Gonevli, told CNA on Tuesday that Turkey only accepted new or unused clothing due to sanitary reasons. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
The first news comes from Ambon, Maluku. This year, the Maluku Language Office continues the regional language revitalization program by adding the Seram language from Eastern Seram and the Tarangan language from the Aru Islands as revitalization targets. Head of the Maluku Language Office, Sahril, in Ambon on Wednesday said that up to now, there were 5 regional languages that have been revitalized. Sahril said that currently regional languages are less used in daily communication, especially among the younger generation. Regional languages are only consistently spoken in traditional ceremonies or rituals. Therefore, he said, revitalization efforts must be carried out so that regional languages in the Maluku Province region do not become extinct. The next news comes from Cirebon, West Java. The Culture and Tourism Office of Cirebon Regency, West Java, encouraged 22 tourist villages to take part in the 2023 Indonesian Tourism Village Award competition. Head of the Destination and Tourism Industry Division of the office, Yayan Suratman, in Cirebon, West Java, Monday said that by participating in the competition and be included in the nomination, it is certain that there will be many tourist visit. This can also become an example for other villages in Indonesia. Yayan added that in Cirebon Regency, there is a village that has won an award in this prestigious event, that is Gegesik Kulon Village, Gegesik District. The latest news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Ornaments or decoration of the 1945 Saka New Year's Nyepi Day celebration in the form of temples and ogoh-ogoh began to be installed in a number of areas in the city of Surabaya, East Java. Head of the Surabaya City Environment Agency, Agus Hebi Juniantoro, said in Surabaya on Wednesday that the installation of ornaments was not just to celebrate Nyepi Day, but also as a manifestation of Surabaya as a city of interreligious tolerance. According to him, there are 2 iconic places where Nyepi ornaments have been installed, namely City Hall and Youth Hall. Apart from that, a similar ornament will also be installed on Panglima Sudirman Road at Bambu Runcing Monument, to be precise. This year's Nyepi Day celebration carries the theme, through the Dharma of Religion and the Dharma of the Country, we succeed the Indonesian general elections. The plan is the ogoh-ogoh in front of City Hall and Youth Hall are to be paraded to Segara Temple, Kenjeran, before the Nyepi Day celebration on March the 22nd, 2023. That was news from across Indonesia.
We begin today in history with the event of 11 March 1966. President Soekarno signed the Surat Perintah 11 Maret. President Soekarno signed the 11th March Order, or Super Semar, on 11 March 1966. The letter contained an order to Suharto as the commander of the Security and Order Operation Command to take all action deemed necessary to deal with the bad security situation at the time. According to some sources, Suharto took 24 hours after receiving the Super Semar to dissolve the Indonesian Communist Party at that time. Let's turn another event of 11 March 2004. A bomb exploded in Madrid City, Spain. On 11 March 2004, a number of bombs exploded in Madrid City, Spain. The explosion occurred in the early hours of the morning on 4 Sersaina's commuter trains. This explosion caused 192 casualties and 2,050 injuries. The victims died from various countries such as Spain, Romania, Cuba, Chile, Colombia, Dominican Republic, Ecuador, Guinea-Bissau, Honduras, Morocco, Peru, and Poland. This incident was the worst terrorist attack in Europe after the Lockerbie incident on 2001, December 1988. We end today in history with the event of 11 March 2011. An earthquake measuring 9 on the Richter scale rocked Japan. An earthquake measuring 9 magnitude rocked the Tohoku area off the coast of the Pacific Ocean, precisely the eastern region of Sendai, Honshu, Japan on 11 March 2011. The earthquake occurred at around 2:46 p.m. local time. The Japan Tsunami Warning Center immediately issued a tsunami alert warning in Japan and its surrounding areas. This earthquake generated a tsunami warning for the Pacific coast of Japan and at least 20 countries, including the entire Pacific coast of America from Alaska to Chile. 1 hour later, a tsunami with around 10 meters high rocked the coastal area of Prefecture Miyagi and its surrounding areas. Finally, the Japanese government declared a state emergency status and thousands of residents near the disaster site were evacuated to refugee camps. That's today in history.
Kembali terjadi, kau mainkan hati untuk kesekian kali. Kau ingkar akan janji, kau ubah segala cerita yang ada, terbayang di asa yang kau bilang selama.
Jangan kau
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Indonesia Ready to Become a Partner for Halal Business Development in Japan. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said that as an effort to realize Indonesia as a world halal center, Indonesia is ready to expand cooperation in the Islamic economic sector, especially the development of the halal industry with business actors in Kyoto, Japan. Ma'ruf Amin stated it during a meeting with Kyoto Governor Takatoshi Nishiwaki at Kyoto Guest House Wednesday, March 8. Quoting the Vice President's official website, Indonesia and Japan have close ties, which is reflected in the active cooperation between Yogyakarta Province and Kyoto Prefecture since 1985. Japan will hold Expo 2025, which will be held in Kansai, where Kyoto Prefecture is. This area then will be visited by many people from various countries. The Vice President emphasized that the development of the halal business in Kyoto can be carried out through cooperation in halal certification for Japanese products, especially for food, beverages, and medicines. Ma'ruf Amin also hopes that processed food businesses from Kyoto can also do business in Indonesia. Furthermore, the Vice President revealed that the development of the halal business in Japan had received the green light from the Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida. This was conveyed by Prime Minister Kishida when Vice President Ma'ruf Amin came to Japan last year. Ma'ruf Amin said that when he met Kishida, apart from trade and cultural issues, he also raised economic and Sharia issues, including the halal industry. The Vice President revealed that Prime Minister Kishida welcomed and even ordered the relevant ministers to follow up. Related to this, Governor Nishiwaki welcomed the halal business development offered by the Vice President. Meanwhile, regarding halal certified products in Kyoto, Nishiwaki revealed that the number has started to increase. That was My Indonesia Today.
Start your doubts.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Tanjung Kasuari Beach in West Papua. Tanjung Kasuari Beach is located in Tanjung Kasuari Sub-District, Maladum, Mes District, Sorong City, West Papua. The given name of the beach is because the shape of the beach which faces into sea is considered to resemble the head of a kasuari bird. Apart from the beautiful panorama, because of having beautiful and natural conditions, the stretch of beach is so long with rows of shady trees as decoration and the shape of which resembles a cassowary. This also makes the beach quite famous in Sorong City. Even foreign tourists feel amazed of looking at it. Listener, the beach has a stretch of brownish white sand which stretches along the coast. Then it also has many trees that grow and make the air feel cool during the day. In some part of the beach, there are charming and beautiful rocks used as photo spot. White sand that is soft enough can be used as a mat to lie down or a place to play. Although this beach is directly facing the open sea, it is classified as safe. Visitors can try to wade through the waters by using a boat or canoe that can be rented. In addition, the thing that should not be missed is the beautiful view of the sunset. Its distinctive golden color is very beautiful. Therefore, don't miss to capture its beauty. Listener, its location, which is relatively far from the hustle and bustle of the city, makes the beach a comfortable place to relieve fatigue and the busy daily activities. However, there is no need to worry because transportation to Tanjung Kasuari Beach is quite easy. There is public transportation for tourists to go by. Tanjung Kasuari Beach is open 24 hours throughout the week for visitors. Therefore, visitors can freely manage their time according to the opportunity they have. You don't need to worry about finding a place to stay because there are several lodgings around Tanjung Kasuari Beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you. sebab kau terlalu indah dari sekedar kata. Dunia berhenti sejenak menikmati indahmu.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOI listener, three students from the Department of Architecture, Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia won honorable mention winners in the International Las Vegas Affordable Housing Challenge Competition, United States. This competition was organized by Biltner or B Breeders. The three students from class of 2019 are Dia Lutfia, Lulu Safitri Wijaya Joni, and Nadia Putri Humaira. Their design, named Living in Tunnel, succeeded in utilizing unused tunnels as an alternative to homeless housing. The Living in Tunnel design aims to address not only the homeless crisis in Las Vegas, but also social challenges through the idea of living in a tunnel. In designing Living in Tunnel, the students were directly guided by a professor from the Department of Architecture, Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia, Evawani Elisa M.Eng, PhD, professional architect Baik Lisa Wahyulina, STMRS, IAI, and assistant lecturer Aulia Urrohmah, SRS. Professor Evawani Elisa said, "After trying to understand the situation in Las Vegas City, through a study of secondary data, the team saw the tunnel as an opportunity. In Living in Tunnel, tunnels that are not used can be used as the main structure. The only thing that needs to be done is to build construction units in it so that it can answer the main requirement for this contest, which is affordable housing in Las Vegas. In general, their idea to reduce construction costs is a design with a modular concept inside the tunnel. The concept of a modular and self-construction is flexible in nature according to the needs of users or prospective occupants." The Dean of Engineering Faculty at the University of Indonesia, Professor Heri Hermansyah at the University of Indonesia Depok Campus West Java, said on Thursday, "The solution provided by the University of Indonesia architecture team in responding to the housing crisis in Las Vegas by using the modular concept in the tunnel proves that the students of engineering faculty at the University of Indonesia are students who have critical and solutive thinking in responding to various phenomena that happen." Well, listener, that was a very mesmerizing information from Indonesia on miscellany, from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today Music Corner presents a Kroncong song entitled Cinta, to be sung by Kroncong Nation. The song, Cinta, was popularized by Vina Panduwinata and composed by Adi MS, and it was released in 1986. This song narrates a woman who fell in love with a man after they met. The man's charm made a deep impression, and the woman hoped to live with him forever. Here is Kroncong Nation with the Kroncong song entitled Cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.